This is The Week Ahead, a look at some of the stories that Bloomberg editors are watching for the coming week.
This is Week Ahead editor Greg Miles here with Bill Glasgow, managing editor at Bloomberg News. Bill, welcome.
Thanks, Greg.
Bill, as you know, next week is going to be a very busy one for Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. He testifies about the economy before a Senate committee on Tuesday and also a House committee on Wednesday. What will investors be watching for in Bernanke's comments?
Well, this is what used to be known as the Humphrey Hawkins testimony, and this is where the Federal Reserve Chairman he talks about his twin mandates, which is employment and growth. He's going to discuss the outlook for the economy, which has been cooling a bit, and whether it will think about extending Operation Twist even more, or whether he has other tricks up his sleeves to keep the economy running smoothly along.
So, I mean, really, bottom line, though, the news from Bernanke can't be all that good because the economy is not doing all that well as far as jobs and as far as growth.
Well, the economy, all that well is a relative term. The economy is certainly not collapsing. Housing starts will be out this week. They probably increased in June to the highest level since 2008. Existing home sales, they may be up to the fastest rate in 2 years. And we'll see industrial production, that's factories, mines, utilities, we'll see that coming out during the week. You know, electric utility demand is way up because of the hot weather across the U.S., and car sales are doing pretty well. So it's not a totally bleak picture by any means.
And, of course, to remind our listeners, of course, it was the housing sector that that really helped drive the U.S. economy into the worst recession since World War II. Now, let's go to Treasury Secretary Geithner. He also speaks at a conference in New York on Wednesday, and many people are going to want to hear about what he has to say about the U.K. LIBOR rigging scandal, right?
Right. He's going to be talking at the Delivering Alpha conference. It's a big meeting of money managers. And kind of behind all that is what the Fed knew about the shenanigans going on in London with LIBOR. Barclays already admitted that it fixed the rates. There's more Barclays executives as well as the Bank of England head in for grilling in London before a parliamentary committee. And then Geithner and the Fed have released information showing they knew all about what Barclays was doing. But then again, this was a UK regulatory problem and not a US one.
And of course, the critics initially looking at the banks, but now looking closely at the institutions that were regulating all this stuff.
Sure. Although the Fed doesn't regulate LIBOR, that's a UK problem, and the UK leans toward much more self-regulation than we do.
Now let's go over to China. We're going to get some clues about the Chinese economy from Vale SA, the world's largest iron ore producer. They're a major supplier to China. What are we expecting?
Well, this is one of these first and second derivative kind of things. Vale is, you're right, they're the biggest iron ore producer, and they sell a lot of what they produce to China, which then turns iron ore into everything from steel and roads to pieces for the consumer junk that we buy around the world. So if the Chinese economy is slowing because domestic demand and export demand are cooling off, they're going to be buying less iron ore. Commodity prices are weaker, partly because of fears of China slowing down. So this is one of those widely watched indicators.
And of course, that doesn't bode well, of course, for Europe. Yet another country will begin bailout talks next week. This after Ireland, Greece, and Portugal have received help. It's Hungary this time, right?
Well, we're sort of getting to the point on who isn't getting the bailout should be the news. Hungary is starting to negotiate on a $15 billion bailout, and later in the week, the Spaniards will be finalizing, wrapping up their $37 billion worth of aid because the banks have gone bust and the economy's in the tank.
Now, of course, the slowdowns in China and Europe don't bode well for U.S. corporate earnings. And you've got Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley all are reporting results this week. That after J.P. Morgan reporting it's a 4.4 million trading loss. What are we looking for?
Well, we're looking for in the banks. We're looking for what's going on in their trading business, which had been their source of of great profit. The banks are under pressure to reduce risk, get out of proprietary trading, and that means that they have to find a new angle. Also out this week will be IBM earnings, and in that we'll be looking really at more at the core strength of the U.S. and global economy.
Of course, don't forget, Bill, also Google and Microsoft, two other biggies. Now, you know, we talked earlier about risk at the major U.S. banks. Now, Gary Gensler, chairman of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, he's going to talk about the bankruptcy of Peregrine Financial in Washington. Can the commission get its arms around this bigger problem? I mean, we've got fraud here. We've got missing customer funds.
Well, you know, it's one of the great rules on Wall Street is you don't touch the customer's money. When MF Global went broke, of course, customers' money was touched and may have been misappropriated. The same questions are now being asked about Peregrine Financial, which is smaller, but nonetheless, it's the same story. Gensler is up before the Senate Agriculture Committee to talk about the Dodd-Frank Act. No doubt he will be asked about Peregrine and what the CFTC is going to do. It's very difficult to protect against out and out theft, but they're going to be under pressure to tighten the rules.
Speaking of scandals, doping scandals don't seem to have dominated this year's Tour de France race. The riders face an important stage next Saturday on the 21st, right?
You're right. The next to last stage of the Tour de France is on Saturday. And the overall leader at the end of the day, the holder of the yellow jersey, will win the Tour. That's the custom in the race. The final is on Sunday, July 22nd. Bradley Wiggins of Britain has the yellow jersey as we're going into this podcast. The defending champion, Cadel Evans of Australia, has been losing ground. So that's the lineup.
Okay, Bill, thanks for visiting us again to this week. We got to go.
Okay, Greg, see you next week.
Well, you can find the full version of this week ahead on our Bloomberg Terminal at our Top Worldwide page or at NI Space Global Week. You can also find us on Bloomberg.com and the Radio Plus Bloomberg app.
The Week Ahead, copyright 2012.